DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is Elise. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Good. Now, we have sort of talked about this subject on the air before. In fact, it came up, I think, the other day with Jen when you were talking about how you would handle a situation if your current boyfriend and your dog, Carolina, didn't get along real well.
Because I wasn't really sure, because she was just kind of like this injured little blob for a while, and they weren't bonding, because she hasn't been, you know, until the last couple of weeks, she hasn't really been like a dog to interact with. So I was like, I don't know if he really likes her, or likes the fact that I have a responsibility like that now.
But it's different, though, because she was talking about her boyfriend's attitude toward the dog. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're talking about the dog's attitude toward the boyfriend.
I've been with this guy for almost 8 weeks, so I'm kind of at the point now where, I mean, obviously we've been together for a little bit, but it's not like we're at a huge commitment phase yet. And I just, it's really weird because my dog has been spot on as far as figuring out people's characters. Like, even if it's not really obvious to people, the dog knows. It's just, I mean, it's crazy.
Give us a history of some of the exes that your dog was right about and wrong about.
Okay. Well, the first guy, when I first got my dog, she was a puppy. And obviously, I got her when she was young. And the first guy that I had a really serious relationship with was a really amazing, good, great guy. And she loved him. I mean, they bonded really quickly. She'd always, like, get excited when he would come in the door. And, I mean, just absolutely loved him. And we were really serious, but he ended up taking a job in Europe. So we broke up, and that's how that relationship ended. But she was just, I mean, completely in love with him. I mean, she just adored him. And then after my boyfriend left, I had to get a roommate a few months later. And this girl, the second that she came in the house, my dog did not like her. She wouldn't have anything to do with her. She would just kind of, you know, walk away when she'd come in. She would hang her head and kind of stare at her. And the girl ended up being kind of psycho. She stole stuff from me. She was late on her bills. I had to get, like, a lawyer involved to get rent money from her. I mean, just a total weird girl. And my dog picked up on her energy right away. And then on the flip side, the other girl that I got in to replace her was really nice. And my dog loved her and was totally right about her. And here's the weird thing. The girl that I got in that was a good roommate was dating a guy who ended up being a jerk, and my dog picked up on it. And when the guy would come over to pick up, you know, my friend, my roommate, this guy was just, I mean, he seemed, you know, just kind of quiet or whatever, but my dog would actually growl at him. And it turned out he was being, like, verbally abusive. And I think it would have gone into physical abuse because he was doing a lot of stuff with her, like, that I wouldn't see, and she finally ended up telling me about it because she needed help.
So you're convinced that your dog has some kind of instinct that can really pick up. And Melissa is nodding her head.
Because I think that animals, I mean, you're the pack leader, especially with dogs. I mean, cats, you know, you're their pet. But with a dog, you're the pack leader. So their whole job is to protect you and their environment. And I think if somebody comes in and they sense, because I do think dogs sense you know, I don't know, the energy that's coming out of somebody or something. And I do think that a dog can tell. Mm-hmm. And if they are, I think it's worth reading your dog's signals if this person is not, they don't feel safe with them.
Hey, Elise, before we get into the current situation with your current boyfriend and your dog, I want to talk to Deborah here real quick. Hey, Deborah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to share that my dog steered me away from a crazy, crazy man who was mean and just had his own problems. And when my dog met my husband after the fact, he never left. He had run away with the crazy man two or three times each week. But with this man, he just absolutely adores him. And my dog was right.
Really?
He absolutely knew. Yeah.
Wow.
And in fact, the crazy guy was joking around trying to run over my dog one night.
Wait, what? Joking around in who?
We were coming home from a restaurant, and he was pretending like he was going to run over my dog, and he was, you know, just kidding around. He accidentally ran over his own dog.
Oh, God.
Aww.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the red flag for me, and I knew that...
Was the red flag when he actually hit his own dog, or when he thought it a funny joke would be to pretend to run over a dog?
When he thought it was funny.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but when he met my husband, everything else flew out the window. He's now his dog.
I totally
100% believe that your animal can help you see the good and the bad in people.
I wanted to ask our caller who has had this pattern of, you know, watching the dog. Did you realize this at some point, or is it just now a revelation that the dog was able to predict this on all your past roommates and relationships? Or, like, when did you recognize that your dog had this sense?
I figured it out, like, after, I mean, I figured I just had a really, you know, nice, happy dog whenever she loved my first boyfriend. But then, you know, when the weird girl, you know, started coming into the picture and she was acting weird and the girl would bring her friends over, the dog was just not having it. And that's when I kind of picked up that she had this really good sense about people. And then it kind of got confirmed whenever my next roommate, who's now my best friend, came in and her boyfriend was abusive. And I didn't pick up on it and the dog knew right away.
What about other boyfriends? Have you dated anyone else since Europe took off?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few boyfriends here and there, and, like, there was one guy, I didn't bring it up because it's just, it's something that, you know, I'd really, I don't know, it just wasn't a good thing, but I ended up dating a guy, and he didn't tell me that he was married, and my dog didn't like him. I mean, he wasn't mean, but he's kind of like he was leading a double life. And I just wasn't really aware of it, and my dog didn't like him either. So that was another big revelation
so now you've
that I had for my dog.
And you've got this new boyfriend now, and you're digging on this guy.
Yeah. And it's weird because I'm not picking up anything obvious with him that my dog is. Like, she, whenever he'll come over, the first couple times she was just really quiet. She didn't wag her tail when he came in, so I was kind of concerned. And now when he comes over, she just sits in a corner, and a couple times she's had kind of a low rumbling growl in her throat.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's not an out loud growl, but it's a low growl. So it's kind of like she's warning him, and he's not doing anything. So I can't figure out. It's just, it's not obvious. And so I don't know if I should go with my dog's instincts because she's been right every time.
Yeah,
I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, she really is good at this, and I can't figure it out. It's not obvious.
Is there, has your dog prompted any questioning of your current boyfriend that normally wouldn't have come up? Like, the first time that happens, given your past experience, were you like, are you sure you're not married, or you have a girlfriend, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's not like you can actually say to your boyfriend, look,
my dog
is telling me that we're not a good match.
Something's wrong with you. Yeah. You look crazy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, since we've been together for 8 weeks, it's not a long time, but it's not like, you know, just like we've only been dating for a couple of days. So I'm kind of at the point now where, I mean, I've actually said things like that. I'm like, you know, I really don't like to be in relationships with people that I can't trust. Like, I really, it's important to me to have trust. I kept, like, stressing that since my dog's been acting like that.
Because if he has been in your home for, I mean, if he spent time in your home, you say 8 weeks, and your dog is still growling at him. I mean, that's something serious. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
is he scared of her?
He says that he doesn't really like dogs. He's like, oh, I'm not really an animal person. And I told him, I was like, well, you know, my dog is like family to me, you know. And that was kind of.
But that wouldn't cause the dog to growl.
Like, no, but I could learn. He's like, my mom has dogs, and you know, I learned to live with them. He's like, I'm just not necessarily a dog person. Like, he has fish and. stuff like that. Huh. So
what makes this totally tough is that he's been pretty flawless outside of your dog not liking him. Mm-hmm. All the other signs are that this is a good match for you.
Yeah, I mean, we get along great. Our chemistry is amazing, and you know, it's really easy to talk to him. And so sometimes too, like even when my dog picked up like on the guy that was married, I kind of knew in my gut that there was something off, and I don't sense that yet with this guy. I don't know
yet.
If it's just not.
She knows her dog's right. She's like, I don't sense it yet.
She's going to start creating all sorts of things in her head to make sure that dog's right. Here's Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I have a funny story. Actually, I have a cat that does this, and I dated a guy for 4 years, and the cat never liked the guy. He wanted nothing to do with the guy. So then I started dating another guy for about 3 or 4 weeks, and he had come in town to stay, and the cat would corner him.
Not funny.
Really? That is scarier than you think it is, by the way. I've had that happen.
Crazy cats are very scary.
They really are. I'd rather be cornered by a dog than a cat, I swear.
Yeah, I house sat for someone, I mean, random tangent, but I house sat for someone who had rescued a cat that had been severely abused.
Aww.
So it would randomly attack you know, and I literally hid in a room away from the cat until that person got home.
I told you this story years ago that I crashed over another friend. Jeff's house, and he had this really mean cat.
Not me.
Not this Jeff.
My cat's very nice.
And I crashed over his house, and the cat was like looking at me while I was sleeping. As soon as my eyes opened, it went. It was waiting for me to wake up so it could give me crap.
I love cats, though. Cats are awesome. I love cats.
That same cat, I was same guy, same house.
Evil
and,
cat.
And it was his wife's cat. In both of these situations, his wife was out of town. And so I was over there like 11 o'clock one night, just having a drink, watching TV, hanging out, talking to the guy. And all of a sudden, the cat came in, looked at me, jumped on the couch, and bit my arm.
For no reason.
And the husband, the Jeff that Burchard says, well, I guess time to go. like the cat ruled the house.
Right.
Like, cat wants to go to bed, and you're bleeding, so.
Let's call it a night.
Wrap it up. Why don't you just pour some of your vodka into the cut there and get out.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you about my dog that years ago who was right about my ex, because the day she met him, she tried to bite him. She lunged at him, snapped at him, and she would have bit him, but the chain caught her just barely. Mm. So when we got together, he would feed her ice cream when I was at work. He won her over. I eventually married him and then divorced him 8 years later. So she was right.
So you wish you would have listened to the dog's advice.
Oh, yeah,
from
totally.
The start.
Look, at least most of calls, 75% of these calls are from people saying, you got to listen to your dog.
I'm afraid I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Well, she can't I'd say break up with this dude.
No, I'd say take it slow, though. Like, I don't know if I would get, I don't know.
Don't get serious with him till the dog likes
there
him.
There's something to be said for that dog being in the corner and growling at him, and you've been together for 8 weeks.
But what if he's afraid of dogs? Like, what if the dog is sensing the dog negative
energy?
The fear,
that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I just have never seen a dog growl because of that.
His mom has dogs, so he's been around dogs. He said he just doesn't like to take care of them because it's too much responsibility.
Yeah, most are calling saying that you need to get rid of this guy already.
Are you guys exclusively dating?
You know what? We, up until like a few weeks ago, we were, you know, dating other people, and we're kind of sort of having that discussion about like not seeing other people. So that's why I'm kind of nervous because we're getting into that area now. And I wonder if you could
continue dating other people and bring them to the house and see the dog's
reaction.
Comparative reaction. Mm-hmm. Then maybe it'll help you make up your mind.
You got to at least play this out. You can't break up a dude based on your dog liking him.
Until he does something to deserve that,
you can't let him go.
I say warning sign.
Will you stay in touch via email and just let us know? You don't have to, if everything keeps going, fine. Mm-hmm. But if either your dog's attitude changes or you end up dumping the guy, will you just shoot us an email back?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
She actually is saying she trusts her dog's instinct more than she trusts her own.
Yeah.
Is really what she's saying.
The dog's been right. And the dog's not in love.
Yeah, the dog's job is to protect her.
Come on.
Seriously.
Well, what is this?
Yes.
How are you going to justify this to the guy? I'm sorry, I can't see you anymore.
You don't tell him, but...
The dog just doesn't...
You
got to
tell him
right
something. What do you tell him?
Look, if you have an animal, I mean, because it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
You're seriously endorsing breaking up with this guy, even though he's
done nothing
wrong.
Taking it slow. I'm telling her to take it slow.
It's not me. It's not you.
Take it slow.
It's the dog.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good morning, Adam. Hello?
Good morning. Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Not much.
Okay.
Wanting to get a little bit of advice on a sticky situation I'm in right now.
Well, okay. we know that you proposed. We know that she said yes. So you should certainly sound a lot happier than you do right now.
Yeah, you should be excited.
I guess theoretically that would be the correct emotion.
In theory, one would be excited once they propose.
I mean, we don't know you very well, so this may be your excited voice. We don't know.
Yeah, I would be disappointed as a bride as this is how you're talking about our engagement.
What's gone wrong, Bobby? Come on.
What's that?
What's the problem?
Okay, so as you know, I proposed to my girlfriend, and so basically what happened, let me give you a little history. We met in California in undergrad, and she graduated from her undergrad, got a really good job in New Jersey, and in the meantime, I had landed a position at the grad school here at Georgia Tech. Engineering school.
Now I'm putting it together.
What's that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, she got a really good job in Jersey, and I, in the meantime, am getting a degree at Georgia Tech.
Right.
And so this summer, I decided that, you know, since the relationship had been going really well, I was going to go up to New Jersey, and apparently the Jersey Shore is notorious for being a vacation destination that's relatively close to all of the goings-on in New Jersey. So I thought, what the heck, I'll plan a little romantic weekend getaway, and I'll decide to propose to her there. So,
and you said you're doing this because the relationship had been going really well or was not going really well?
Yeah, it had been going great, and there was no reason for me to suspect any other outcome, you know, than for her to be excited and thrilled and, you know, just normal reactions to a proposal to getting married to the person that you love. So, anyhow, we've got this really great, cheesy Jersey Shore little cabin, and she goes out for a run. And so while she's out for a run, I decide to get the flowers and the champagne, strawberries, you know, and rose petals and everything. You know, I did the whole works, and she comes back from her run, and I propose, and she completely was not as thrilled as I would have liked to her have been, you know, if it was really something she wanted. Like, I guess she was almost too surprised to have been asked to be engaged, I guess is what I'm saying.
But she did say...
But she said yes.
But she did say yes.
She did say yes, yes.
And did she cry?
At that time, it was kind of like, you know, should we call a friend? Should we call, you know, a family, extended family? And it was kind of like pulling teeth to even get her to want to tell her parents. Hmm. And she wouldn't commit to a date at that time.
Well, I get the date thing.
What's that?
You said that she had just come back from a jog.
Yes.
I mean, do you think that that had anything to do with the fact that she wasn't, I don't know, maybe she's...
But who's like, maybe in her head she had like this... proposal in her head, this dream proposal that it would happen on one knee
and didn't
like on a mountain top or on something in a romantic
clothes.
Setting. And when you hit her with that, she was just, this is not the way I had envisioned it. Maybe
that's just the first thought. But you said that she didn't want to call her parents. So
when did she tell her? Has she told her parents yet that you're engaged?
Yes, she has told her parents.
And we're going on how many weeks now?
This has been 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So when she told her parents, were you there? Like, did she seem excited, or when she tells friends, or?
Yeah, when we got back to her place from Jersey Shore, you know, we both decided to call her parents. I mean, I called my parents when we were still at the little vacation place on the shore.
Well, this seems pretty easy. Like, has she been excited since the engagement, or was it just that one day that's thrown you back a little bit?
You know. Since then, it's been a little strange as well, because she, you know, it doesn't really come up all that much. It's sort of like speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil, as long as you don't, you know, talk about it. It's just sort of an assumed thing. I don't know. But the other thing that really kind of weirds me out is that she doesn't wear her engagement ring to work.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Where does she work at?
Yeah.
She works with her boyfriend.
What's that?
Nothing.
Where does she work at?
She's an accountant with a firm in Trenton.
Have you asked her why she's not wearing it?
She just says that she doesn't want to be wearing, you know, the bling in the workplace. And she doesn't want to have to answer questions and stuff like that.
That is a total red flag, because when girls get diamonds, that's the first thing they want to do is wear it everywhere and show it off.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it inappropriate to ask him the size of the diamond?
And maybe that she's embarrassed by what he gave her?
I mean, can this be a sign of superficiality?
Because if she has crossed my mind, but still, I would think that she would be a little more fired up than this, you know?
But if she has a job that seems like a fairly cool, you know, job and whatever, accountant, whatever, like in New York City area or New Jersey, like, I don't know, it just seems like she's, and he's a student.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that her... what's it called? Socioeconomic status is different than his.
Probably.
So the ring may not fit her current.
Do you know this is fact or are you just
I'm hypothesizing?
Well, watching
hypothesizing.
Thank you.
Watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey, you know that the status is all high end up there.
Is it? Yeah, because the whole state is like that show.
But
is it possible that... that she is not proud of the ring? I mean, that's hard to hear, but... Is that possible?
Anything's possible at this point. I have no idea what to expect.
How do you know that she doesn't wear the ring at work?
Well, I saw her running out for work like 2 days before I had to come back down to Georgia, and she just wasn't wearing it at all.
Eric here thinks she has it all figured out. She's obviously screwing around on you.
Hey, it's not funny. Why
Eric,
are you laughing?
Good morning, because it seems like, how do you come to that conclusion based on what we said? It seems a little ridiculous. Hey, Eric.
I came to it.
And she has another man.
Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
How do you say that?
At work.
Oh, yeah, she's not that happy, okay?
How do you know?
You can tell. She's not that happy. She's not wearing the ring.
Mm-hmm.
She's in New York, you know?
You think she's hiding the ring, like she works with the dude or something?
Yes. What woman doesn't wear her ring?
Yeah.
Everyone loves the ring. That's the main thing that women love.
How about a woman that is sort of...
You don't love the man.
That's right. They love the ring.
But what if she's like... I mean, honestly, I mean, it would be ugly to say, but what if she's embarrassed because it's so small?
No. If she loved him, she would wear the ring.
Yeah. If you're in love and you're excited about getting married, it does not matter really what the ring looks like.
Right.
Unless you... are, you know, completely and totally materialistic, then he would know that before he proposed to you anyway.
I hate to plant that seed with him, though.
I think, though, that this is a premature proposal. I think you proposed to her because you knew things were sort of getting distant.
Is that possible?
I mean, that's possible from, you know, me having to go down to Georgia and her getting her life situated in on the East Coast. I guess it's entirely possible.
Is it
just
awesome?
To me, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I can feel her slipping away. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I propose. It's not that they have been talking about marriage, planning for like buying a house, whatever. I think this was sort of an effort for you to like, oh wait, that'll make everything better, you know?
Or kind of along the same lines, but from her perspective, you guys said you met at, what's it called? Undergrad, regular college, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right,
yeah. So then was it just, did you guys just graduate this past May?
No, we did not. We've been graduated for about 2 years, and in the meantime, I had spent some time with her, and I still have, you know, 2 semesters left here in Georgia, so.
So you went to New Jersey with her job, you hung out there, and then, and now you're coming down to Georgia for 2 semesters?
Right.
I think it's possible that she was looking, like you guys are together all through your undergrad, and then you moved to Jersey together. I think whether or not she loves you is beside the point. I think she was looking forward to being a single girl, not in the sense of going around and screwing around with other guys, but just not having you there for like
a
year while you finish your graduate stuff. And I think you surprised her, and that kind of cramped her plans because now she's got to plan a wedding.
Hey, Dee, good morning. You're on Q100.
Or she's screwing someone at work.
Mm-mm. Good morning, guys. I love your show. But I have been her before. It's not that she doesn't love him. It's that it did not work with her plan right then. Mm-hmm. She's an accountant, and she's very logical, and she was ready to do this when he was finished school, and they were ready for life, and he just did it prematurely for her, and she's trying to wrap her brains around it. The same thing happened to me. I said I was sure that I wanted to be with him, but I just wasn't really happy with the timing, so I...
No
other people.
Mm-hmm. I only have time for a couple more calls.
So do you think that I should call off the engagement and just say we'll take it one day at a time? Or should, like, would that be backup? I don't understand.
I think you should talk to her about it.
Yeah, because I do not think that there's a third person. I do not think she's having an affair. I think it is all about, like Jen and the caller said, the timing.
Cherry doesn't agree with you. Hey, Cherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I think she's totally cheating on him because... I'm engaged, but I'm not, we're engaged. I have my ring, but we've decided not to get married. But the ring is so nice and big that I still wear it. I mean, we're still dating. I mean, we're together, but we're just not going to get married. And I'm a female, and females are proud of their rings no matter what size they are. Mm-hmm. But I would probably talk to her and tell her, you know, if this isn't what you want, let us know now, because you're here and I'm there.
Amber wants to be on the Voice Disguiser also. Hey, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Well, okay, so I pretty much went through the same thing he's going through, so it was kind of flip-flop. I was the girl in the situation, and I was proposed to, and I was with the guy for a long time. And I was not happy, like, I don't know, the last like, year of it, I was just not happy. He knew it or not, I don't know, you know, if he could sense it, but he proposed to me, and I was just not at all ready for it. I was not excited about it, and I actually ended up, like, cheating on him before I, like, ended things with him. it's just weird to me that, like, hearing this, because she sounds, I don't know, kind of like me, and, like, I feel bad for the guy, because I know the situation he's in from the other standpoint, you know, and so it's just, I don't know.
What should he do?
Do what?
Is there anything that your fiance could have done to correct things before, or is it a hopeless cause?
It was pretty much hopeless. Like, I mean, once it was over with, and I should have ended it, but I was just wasn't gutsy enough to do it. And it sounds like this girl's like in the same situation.
Look, man, I mean, either way, if you're going to marry this girl, you got to be able to communicate with her.
Right.
So you got to be able to sit down with her over the next 24 hours or whatever and just say, look, we know each other well enough to where I can sense there's something's not right here. And it started not being right when I proposed to you. So what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't even have that conversation with her, then...
You're not ready to get married.
You're not ready to get married.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think she's cheating, though. I really don't.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. The questions and all that, so.
I would like to get a follow-up on it, even if it's via email. I would like to get an update to find out exactly what happened, though.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Do you notice the number of calls coming in, Bert, that just said accountants are weird?
No.
Like people, a lot
of one, but
there were like three of them up there at one time where people just said, well, accountants are a different breed.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That's the thing though, when you date somebody and you have one bad experience,
right. Yes.
If they're an accountant, then they have, you know, sort of spoiled the accountant pool.
All the accountants.
Yes, that's true.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I love that the phone lines are lit up with dudes right now that are willing to give advice on this. I love this.
It's definitely a different insight into the discussion, because we've talked about infidelity a lot on our show throughout the years, and we've often focused on women and their perspective on the whole thing, how if they're on the receiving end of it or whether they're on the aggressor end of it. But anyway, this is just a different take on it for guys to give advice.
So, I mean, so basically it's like these guys are saying, look, if you want to make sure your man sticks around, here's what my wife didn't do and here's why I took off.
Right.
Okay.
It just it still just sounds like it's her fault.
Or,
you know what I mean? Like, it's how I made the mistake. Maybe we put it that way.
Maybe how I made the mistake. Yeah, because the way I phrase that, it did sound like it's a woman's fault. Mm-hmm.
It's never a guy's fault, ever, no matter what it is.
I'm just saying the way that women are interpreting that sentence.
I think you're right. Hey, Mike, good morning.
I was just going to say, I've been on both ends. I was in an 11-year relationship. I ended up having an affair, and my wife did the same on me out of retaliation. One thing, if you do it, don't tell. There's no reason to tell. You're only making her pay for your mistake emotionally and everything. Keep it to yourself. Deal with it. Get over it and decide whether or not you're going to stay in. But the other thing concerning about a wife, if she is worried about her man going out on her, men are so overstimulized by internet, by everything else around them, that they want to try everything. And a wife isn't turned on by those visual things. But if she starts doing things in the bedroom that she probably thinks is disgusting, is probably what the guy wants to do. And that just, the bottom line.
Okay, let's focus on one thing here. Because you sent two messages there, but one we're only focusing on today. And it's, in your relationship then, you took off because of what reason?
You know, this is going to sound like a female, but really we were disconnected. She started drinking. She wouldn't deal with, you know, just the basics of relationship as far as, you know, just communication and that. So that was actually where I ended up going.
So when you say you're disconnected, like what, outside the drinking, of course, what were you looking for? Were you looking for a conversation about how your days went?
I just wanted something real. I wanted somebody that was going to be real, you know, just, I guess, that close friendship, that realness, if that makes any sense.
And you didn't have that with your wife?
No, she wouldn't talk. She wouldn't open up. She wouldn't, you know, I'd sit down with her and say, look, I know something's wrong. I know you're not happy. She wouldn't open up.
So it's not just a physical curiosity to you. Huh. It was emotional.
Oh, no. We had sex literally for 11 years, twice a day, every day.
Whoa.
No matter what. At least.
Wow.
That was never an issue.
I'd pass out.
Mm-hmm. So it was emotional. So I think the stereotype.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, well.
I think the stereotype is that it's, you know, it's what I said, right. Physical. But in his case, it was
emotional.
Looking for a partner, not just somebody mm-hmm. to have sex with twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert.
Hi.
This is Vladimir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, very good, sir.
Vladimir.
I've been listening to you since Dallas area.
Oh, well, thanks for listening here.
Yeah, that's good. Kid Credit Show.
Just so you know, whatever you're participating in, I will cheer for you, Vladimir, because you have a name that I'll cheer for.
Yeah, I know Bert before you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm you know, so-called happily married. I've been in marriage 10 years, but I would say, you know, talking to the dudes, talking to the friends, the biggest difference in the marriage, I mean, I would agree with Bert. Unfortunately, Jeff, I have to agree with Bert that it ultimately does come to sex because, you know, men are always thinking, well, you know, there's something wrong if I'm not, you know, getting laid, if this and that. And then bottom line is that a lot of women, when you're dating them before you get them married and have kids, will pretty much sleep with you on a daily basis, maybe multiple times. And that changes after the kid comes and the man kind of feels, well, they're being actually cheated on because, you know, everybody knows it's common knowledge that men like sex, especially if they marry somebody, if they love somebody, that means you love that person, you find her attractive. So, and now you married her because she was so beautiful, but now you cannot have sex maybe once or twice a month. And that just drives actually me or a lot of dudes nuts.
I just really quickly, just in a short answer. So what are you saying? What you're saying is, in order to infidelity proof that a woman, once she has a baby, should still keep herself looking nice? Is that what I heard you said at the end there?
No, yeah, but in the same time, no, not necessarily keep nice. It's just like when a relationship starts. Just
but stay physical.
If that woman sleeps with the man a couple times a day or five times a week.
So don't let the sex win.
You cannot cut off the that kind of part of the relationship after 5 years just because now you are comfortable and secure.
All right, so where you mm-hmm. set the bar initially is where a guy is going to think the bar stays all the time.
Right. And well, and I do think that a lot of times marriages get into trouble after kids come in
mm-hmm.
because they think the focus becomes on the kids completely and the marriage is forgotten about.
And it becomes mm-hmm. a time issue also. Look, Stacey and I am so concerned about this with Stacey and I that at the end of the day, Stacey gets the worst part of my day. I'm here all day. I get mm-hmm. up at 3:15. I'm here, then I'm working, and then my first instinct is to be with the kids. And once the mm-hmm. kids go to sleep, now it's 8:15, and I'm tired at 8:13 or whatever. And Stacey gets the worst part of my day. I'm exhausted, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
So how can mm-hmm. she connect with me when I've got nothing else to give at the end of the night?
Mm-hmm. And I,
is it me? Do I get the best part?
Yeah, you get it
right
here.
Baby.
Is that our, this is the best
this
you
is
have.
This is as good as it gets.
Right now?
Just you and Bert. Yeah.
This is it. Billup, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's just something that happens, and it's really hard to stop it.
Well, how
does
did
it happen?
Yeah, how did you get there in the first place?
Children was, I think you guys talked about that a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation a long time ago with a woman I worked with up in Washington, D.C., and they were married for 20 years, and they were breaking up. And it was when Stacey and I, like, first started dating, and I had, you know, when you come from a divorced family, you're freaked out about marriages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I started asking her all sorts of questions, and she said to me, I'll tell you when it all started to go crap for me, is when my husband started to look at me as a mother, or she put it on herself, when I started to see myself as a mother first and a wife second. Mm-hmm. And then he started buying into it, and all of a sudden, she was two different people to him.
Mm-hmm.
The
what
couple
I
times.
Don't think is lining up here, I'm trying to wrap my brain around is, that women's sexual peak comes later in life. Like in our 30s, approaching 40s, you know, I mean, my friends that are approaching 40 are like, this is out of control how much I want it. Like, so it doesn't make sense to me that in marriages with women that are probably reaching their late 30s or 40s, or they've been in relationships that long, that I don't know, it's something is not computing in that formula, well, that it's falling apart and they're not sleeping with their husbands when they're reaching their sexual peak.
Well, here's what Jonathan is saying there, is that the communication between the two of them went away.
So he's stopped wanting to ask for it. She
felt
awkward.
He's distant at this point. And then when she hits her sexual peak, he's out the door already. Chase, good morning. You're on Q100.
This is definitely for me. I have cheated. I was married for 3 years before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And what it came down to for me and from other friends of mine who I've talked to, it's the same. It's the fact that you just want to know you can still go out and get somebody. You still have it, if that makes sense.
It's just ego-based. Would you say, if that's the case then, did you get married too young?
I did. I did indeed. I got married at 19.
Here comes Burn with his law.
Okay. That's right.
Here comes Burn with his law.
It's the 30-year-old law.
I kind of agree with it. Yeah.
I mean, if you're still in that phase where you've got to be wanted by other women and you're getting your ego fulfilled, then you're too young to be married at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still use other things to fulfill your ego from other women, even though it's not going across the line to cheating?
Like what?
Like a compliment from a woman, you like sort of like hang on to that, or
sure.
Like,
well, doesn't everybody do that?
I was about to say, it's not just men, that's also women.
I know that there are guys that will go married guys
mm-hmm.
that go to a certain line with women that their wives would say is inappropriate, but don't cross the line of infidelity just to get that ego stroke that you're talking about right there.
Like a girl sits on their lap.
They would, sure.
Out at a bar and puts her arm around your shoulders and talks in your ear. But then if it comes down to the point where it's close to a lip lock, then they're out.
Bail.
But that's enough.
But isn't that why
if you would tell your wife that, though, you'd be in big time trouble.
Right,
so he's looking at it going, look, you know, I just need to know that I still got it. So he takes it up to the lap sitting part or the phone number collecting part or what have you. And then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One last call. David, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hello, Bird Show.
Hello,
hey,
David.
Good morning.
I listen to y'all every day. But anyway, to get to the comment, I've been married a few times before, divorced. I'm recently in a relationship. I have had outside girlfriends, been to the strip joints the whole bit. I was not a big one on the strip joints. I just would go there like, you know, once a month or something, not very often. For me, it was sex was the bottom line of the whole relationship, because what's the main reason why you get married and have a marriage certificate? Is marriage certificate is just your right to say that you are legally married. I think all of us in this world try to be what we call, I know there's a few people who don't care or whatever, as far as trying to be right. They don't have the morals that the majority of us do. The majority of the world, I believe, really want to do good, want to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
However, whenever you get caught up in a relationship to where the sex drive for her goes down, and my complaint was always, I just don't get it. How is it that you can get up in the middle of the night with the baby 14 times, change 20 diapers, go grocery shopping, go clothes shopping, spend hours and hours and hours, but when it comes to sex, 20 or 30 minutes just seems real hard.
Because you're tired and you're stressed out from doing all that stuff all day long.
But is it that also a release for the woman, also the itch after she relaxes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, this is really, really, really the last call.
This is the last one.
Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just tired of basically hearing all these guys whining. I mean, yeah, I know sex is very important in a relationship, but it sounds like these guys aren't even trying. They're just expecting the women to have sex with them. I mean, I know my wife and I, we went through a period where, I mean, we wouldn't have sex for like 3 weeks. And then one night I brought her flowers, and twice in one night. I mean, it was just that quick. It was just putting forth a little bit of effort.
Like, what kind of flowers?
This works.
Seriously, what kind of flowers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were just like a multicolored little bouquet from Publix.
It doesn't matter.
Cool. No, I'm going to the cemetery right after this.
He went and make sure it's the real ones.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Don't get the fake flowers.
Okay.
At this point, just draw her some flowers. Draw her a bouquet of flowers and she'd be happy.
And I'm going to get her a little tiny American flag as well.
Oh, I hope you guys got something useful out of that.
I think it was very educational because I think there was more depth to this conversation about cheating and on the men's side than we've ever done before.
Yeah, it really does sound like the two aren't so far off. Like it's communication and starting to drift apart more than it is physical on both sides, you know?
Yeah. You're on The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.